For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republican leaders want to vote on a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy this fall, but Democrats want them to wait until after the midterm elections. President Trump was in North Dakota stumping for Republican Senate candidate Kevin Cramer, who's challenging incumbent Democrat Heidi Heitkamp.
Justice Kennedy's retirement makes the issue of Senate control one of the vital issues of our time.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the significance of this appointment cannot be overstated.
This is the most important Supreme Court vacancy for this country in at least a generation. Nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosenfeld has been charged with criminal homicide in the shooting of an unarmed black teenager following a drive-by shooting. Prosecutors released a video of the drive-by showing that 17-year-old Antoine Rose was not a participant. KDKA TV reporter Andy Sheehan.
The arm of a gunman emerges from the car, shooting at an unseen victim in the abdomen. Another man returns fire at the now fleeing car. Zapala said Rose is in the front seat of the car, and the shooting was done entirely by 17-year-old Zuan Hester, who has been charged in the incident. Zapala said two guns were later found in the car, but a stolen Glock believed to have been left there by Rose had not been fired.
Chipotle Mexican Grill announced the chain will shut up to 65 underperforming restaurants. It's part of the plan as its new leadership also revamps the restaurant's marketing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A major annual awards show has decided to change some of their rules, as USA's Chris Barnes tells us.
This change to the Grammy Awards is about the biggest change since 1959 when the Grammy Awards debuted. The number of nominations in the Record, Song, and Album of the Year categories, as well as for Best New Artist, will expand from 5 nominees to 8. The change is taking place effective immediately for the 61st Grammy Awards set for next year in L.A. The move is intended to broaden the kinds of artists the Grammys recognize, and it's expected it will result in more female nominees as well as more country and rock musicians coming up for some high-profile prizes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Joe Jackson, the patriarch and manager of the musical Jackson family, including the Jackson 5, has died at the age of 89. He died at a Los Angeles hospital following a battle with terminal cancer. He was also father to Janet, Rebe, and Latoya Jackson. Michael had said his father's demands for perfection had crossed over into abuse. After he died, Joe had said they had a good relationship.
We've been close ever since he was born. I had to feed him. So it's very close. It was very close.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.